We've all been pushed out of our comfort zones over the last while, and people are doing things that they never thought they'd do because of the pandemic and lockdown. Well, 67-year-old Padraig Howley from Kilfenor in County Clare has set up an Instagram account, and he's trying something different, and he has 10,000 followers already, and he's on the line. How are you doing, Padraig?
How are you, Ray? Are you well?
Good. Are you well?
Well, look, I'm not well at the moment, no. Someone told me 2 or 3 days ago I'd be live in the air to Ray Darcy. I'd tell him to go away and get himself looked after.
It's been a bit, like, a lot has happened in the last few days here, Padraig, hasn't it?
Just unbelievable. Like, you know. I'm totally in shock. That's all I am. I'm in shock. You know, I never realised anything like this could happen.
Right. You know? So you better give us a bit of background then. It's your page or your Instagram is called Sing and Step, and with Padraig, and it's you trying to get healthier. Is that it?
Correct.
And why are you on this, let's use the J word, Padraig, why are you on this journey?
The reason I'm on the journey, Ray, is I have been suffering with pain. I'm suffering with pain for probably 10 or 12 months.
Right.
And I have gone everywhere and tried everything, and there was nothing working. So I have MRIs done, and I have ultrasounds done, and nothing showed up. And then, you know, I just said to myself, is it my head that's wrong? Have I any pain at all? You know, and I'm self-employed. Like, I mean, I'm a welder by trade. So in my business, you know, you will have pain with, you know, working hard.
Yes.
And not getting better, like, you know. And then my wife told me, like, I mean, convinced me that I should go over to Kilrush, like, I mean, to an island for holistic. I couldn't go to her, like, I mean, so I got a hair sample and sent it over to her, and she rang me 3 or 4 days or 5 days ago, she rang me, and she said, you have problems. Your left side is not functioning properly. You seem to be out of line, and you need to change your lifestyle.
Okay.
At 67, like, I mean, you're...
And she was able to tell you this from a strand of hair?
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you a better one. Like, I mean, I had been with her once before, about 25 years ago. I had trouble with my shoulder, and I went over to her. And my wife convinced me to go over. So I went over anyhow, and I sat down with her, and she said, is there anything wrong with your shoulder and hand? I said, no. And then she came back after her shoulder.
Now, you have a really bad line. I tell you what we're going to do, Padraig. I've some of your Instagram posts here. We're going to play one of those and try and get you on a better line. So this is Padraig talking us through one of his meals.
Hey, everybody. We're coming to the day 2, final end of it. I still to go for a walk. And now what I have today is, I went in and bought ingredients to cook more stuff, but it ran too late for me. But my daughter picked up this for me, and it's... there's spinach in it, and there's tofu, and there's, I don't know what it is, and it is tortelloni, whatever it is. So you have to cook it for 3 minutes, and I'm so hungry now, I can hardly wait for 3 minutes. So here we go.
Ah, Padraig, we've lost Padraig. He's down in Kilfenora, and he has 4 posts, if that's what you call them, up on Instagram, and that's the tortellini post, and he does a soup post as well. It was a potato and leek soup he made. And I'm going to play that in as well, because you have to hear more of this man, Padraig Howley.
Good night, everybody. My name is Padraig Howley, and I'm sitting here in my kitchen in Kilfenora, County Clare. And I'm just going to have a beautiful bowl of soup. And I have a leek and a potato and an onion. And I haven't tasted it, but I hope it's going to be lovely. I know it's too late now. I shouldn't be eating after 7 o'clock. I have been advised not to eat after 7 o'clock, and I've also been advised that I have to change my lifestyle. I'm making a very bad start today, but the reason that I'm so late tonight is I had to help out a man who has a lot of cows, and the little calves are being born, and I had to make pins for the calves, so that's why I'm so late. But tomorrow, hopefully, I'll be back on track. And thanks very much for all of you for following my page, and hopefully, we'll get on together. You'll help me and I'll help you.
There you are. And you're back, Padraig?
I'm back. Yes.
That's great now. That's a great line. And your daughter, Emer, is the tech person, is she?
No, my daughter, Tara, is a tech person.
Oh, right. So how many daughters have you got?
I have three daughters. Yeah. I have Emer is in the cell, and Shannon is the second one, and then I have Tara as a baby.
Right. And Tara's helping you out on this?
She's helping me out on this, because I'm the old doctor, really. Like, you know, I'm only learning, but I'm learning fast.
It's a bit like what Eddie Izzard said. You know, if you say something publicly, you're more likely to do it. Isn't that it? So you're going on Instagram, you're telling people what you're planning to do, and then you're doing it.
Yeah, that's what happened to you. When I decided to do this, I said to Tara, like, you know, will you help me? And she said, you know what to do. She said, we'll go. I'll open you an Instagram page, like, you mean, that'll help you. Now, Ray, I had no idea what she was talking about. Now I know what she's talking about. Like, you know, 3 days later, it's crazy, absolutely crazy.
Wait, like, that's like people have taken years to build up a following of 10,000 on Instagram, and you're like that.
Yes, but yeah, that's what they said to me. Like, you know, you realise what's happening. And I said, I have no idea what's happening. Yeah. No idea whatsoever. You know, but it's just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
And Pori, you sing while you cook, which reminds me. I watched an amazing Italian woman. She must be in her. You're 67. She must be in her 60s as well. And she's a very popular YouTube channel. And she sings while she cooks as well.
Yes.
There's something to it. So, what sort of songs do you sing while you're cooking?
I could sing any song, mostly ballads, like, you know what I mean? I just love the Tansy Brothers, so I have a lot of those songs, like, you know, I have a lot of the Dubliner songs and that, like, you know, they just sing away. Sometimes I don't even know I'm singing, you know what I mean? But I just sing and hum away. You see, I work a lot of the time on my own, so when I'm working on my own, I'm singing as well. So I just love it.
Yeah.
It's passing away the time for me as well.
Right, will you give us just, you know, a verse and a chorus or something there?
Oh, God.
So go on, you might as well.
Okay. One pleasant evening in the month of June, as I was sitting with my lesson spoon, a small bird sat on an ivy bush, and the song he sang was the juggler's punch. Tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay. A small bird sat on an ivy bush, and the song he sang was the juggler's punch.
Hey. Hey, juggler punch, tura lura 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 lura. That's great. Where's it going? Where's it all going for you, Padraig, do you reckon?
Look, if I could lose a little bit of weight and if I could get rid of the pain, I'd be over the moon. You know what I mean? So that's what I want to do.
Yeah, and you've been to doctors. You've been to doctors.
I've been everywhere. Okay. I've a lot of, you know, just at one stage, like, I mean, I thought, like, I mean, it was my head that was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, have I any pain at all? Because they all told me that all my vital organs were working perfectly.
Right.
So, you know, okay. But then I started doing bits of swimming, and we joined the Snobby Sauce, Curtin.
Yeah.
And, I loved that, because I go into the water, like, I mean, in pain in the morning, maybe at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I'd come out without pain, and to be gone for 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
You know, so that, you know, it was phenomenal. And this lockdown came now, like, I mean, we can't even do that, like, you know, because we're outside the outside the limit, like, you know.
I'm not an expert in any way, shape or form, Padraig, but I would recommend maybe in a couple of weeks you go back and seek more medical advice, you know. But anyway, see how you get on, and we'll keep in touch with you.
Yes, of course, yeah.
You've brought a smile to our face today, Padraig Howley. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Lovely talking to you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.